Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jones loses the ball! T.J. Watt doing what he does best. Strip sack, recovery. Waitman goes down after the punt. He actually got all of it, and the ball popped free. Recovered by Echols. Cheers from Steelers fans left and right. Jones will throw it. Intercepted. It's picked off by Wilson. Another huge play. And such a big target for them. That's popped up in the air and intercepted. The ball went airborne and Jack Sawyer was in the right spot to get it. Jones, ball gets knocked away. The ball was rolling around with one Steeler and one Colt in the area and Pittsburgh has got it. Alex Highsmith with the hit.
It was a tough week, but we certainly deserved it based on the last performance. I like the way the guys absorbed it, smiled in the face of it, and prepared and waited for the next opportunity. That's the National Football League, man. You get one shot about every 7 days, and sometimes you got to wear it. We certainly wore it this week. I'm appreciative of their spirit, their efforts, their resolve. Certainly we weren't perfect in any of the three phases. But we fought, we did what was necessary, we made plays. And so it's a big time win for the collective.
Yes, it was. Happy Victory Monday, Steelers Nation. The Steelers moved to 5-3. They still have a 2-game lead on the Baltimore Ravens, and they just beat the best team in football. And they did so on the back of the defense. Weigh in. Your reaction all morning long, Mark Caboli from 8 until 10, 412-928-9370. That is the number. You can text us. You can tweet me at underscore Adam Crowley. You can tweet Callus at Callus underscore 33. And give us a ring, 412-928-9370. There are Tomlin losses. We saw it happen against Cincinnati on a Thursday night. Mike Tomlin never wins on the road on Thursday night football in division. I thought the Steelers would have a bounce back against the Green Bay Packers, and they did for a half, but they weren't able to put together a full 60 minutes of ball. Well, they largely did that yesterday. And if there are Tomlin losses, there are Tomlin wins. Full marks to Coach T. Full marks to the entirety of the defensive staff, and full marks to the defense for hearing all the outside noise, for internalizing the outside noise, for letting it fuel them, and playing the brand of football that they should play defensively week in and week out. I got a tweet from a listener yesterday who said, "You owe Mike Tomlin an apology." No, I do not. Anybody who crushed this Steelers defense the last couple of weeks, they had their mind exactly where it was supposed to be. There was a casket outside of Acrisure Stadium yesterday that pronounced the Steelers defense as dead. Mark Caboli quote tweeted it and said it was embarrassing. Some people seem to be offended by it. I had absolutely no problem with a fan or fans having a good time with the fact that the Steelers' defense, for the better part of the last 15 weeks, for the better part of this season, for the last two games, has been ass. If you've criticized the Steelers' defense at any point this season, you were well within your rights to do that. Because, folks, this is what they're capable of. And this, not six turnovers, but this kind of physical play should be the norm. It should be the rule, not the exception. And so while I am titillated, Pony, by the way that the Steelers came out yesterday and how they won the game, I am almost equally as frustrated that this isn't what we see out of this defense week in and week out. When Mike Tomlin, before the season, said, we are capable of historic things, this right here is what he was talking about. And you need to see more of it. It can't be every couple of weeks. It needs to be the constant. They're paying the defense $160 million. They're paying the head coach darn near $20 million a season. The expectation needs to be that the defense wins more games than it loses. In each of the last 2 weeks, the reason the Steelers lost the game ain't because of Aaron Rodgers in the offense, ain't because of Arthur Smith in the offense, it's because the defense gacked all over itself, peed down their leg. Yesterday is what the standard should be. Yesterday is what you're paying for. Yesterday is what Mike Tomlin's getting paid for. To come out and take over a football game and not just be a catalyst, but be the reason why the Steelers win a football game. 412-928-9370. I call this a Tomlin win because we do see this just about every year where the Steelers play a game or two or three and they look awful and then they come out against all odds and they punch up. I thought it would be against Green Bay. I thought the Steelers would win that football game. They did not. And because they did not, I didn't know that it was in this year's bunch. And I didn't think that they would win this football game. And I thought that if they did, they'd have to go up and down the field like an arena football game or like an old school Big 12 game and put up a bunch of points and outscore the Colts. I don't know that anybody thought this game would unfold the way that it did. They won the game on the back of the defense. The offense capitalized, but as you'll hear later on in the show, Aaron Rodgers was not thrilled with the way that they played. And I agree with that. The Steelers won this game because they got five defensive takeaways, six overall because they got the one on special teams. Will the real Steelers defense please stand up? That's what they're capable of yesterday. And here's how it goes. They are boom or bust. The last four wins, the Steelers defense has 22 sacks and 13 turnovers. Are you kidding? 22 sacks and 13 turnovers. The last two Steelers losses, two sacks, no forced turnovers against the Bengals, zero sacks or forced turnovers against the Packers. Turnovers can be fickle. Now, the Steelers have been elite at creating them at the top of the league now for the last 5 years. So they will keep creating them. When they do, they win. When they don't, they lose. That's the way it goes. Mike Tomlin admitted it after the game.
It was complimentary football, you know. But that's what happens when you take the ball away from people, man. It feeds itself. And, you know, that's probably one of the most disappointing things about the stretch that we were on. We weren't taking the ball away. That's the lifeblood for us, not only as a defense, but as a football team. It's a catalyst for how we engineer victory.
He's right. When they get turnovers, they win. When they don't, they lose. That's the book on these Pittsburgh Steelers. So here's the question. Should we be giving them credit? Or is this just the expectation? Do you pat people on the back when they merely live up to expectation? If this were happening week in and week out, I'd be all for Mike Tomlin pounding his chest prior to the season. I'd be all for Juan Thornhill saying this could be one of the best defenses of all time. And Peyton Wilson, who, my goodness, had a great game yesterday, his best of his Steelers career, talking about how he's one of the best coverage linebackers in the world. You can say all that stuff if week in and week out you play that way. But they haven't. So I'm sort of caught in between here. Like, I'm elated that they won yesterday. Don't misconstrue this. I'm thrilled. There's nothing better than a victory Monday, especially when you didn't feel like they'd win the game and I didn't think they'd win the game. But do I want to go overboard in my praise? I'm very happy this morning. Been smiling ear to ear. But I don't know how much praise I want to heap on them because this was their own expectation coming into the season, and this is what they're capable of week in and week out. They can be this good every week. If you can stop the Indianapolis Colts offense, and they shut them down, you can stop any offense in the National Football League. This wasn't just the best offense in the sport coming in. This was historically one of the best offenses we've ever seen. And a head coach who, with Gardner Minshew and Joe Flacco in the past, has worked Mike Tomlin. If you can stop that team, if you can stop that offense with Tyler Warren, with Jonathan Taylor, you can stop any offense in the NFL, and this should be the rule moving forward, not the exception. So how much praise should I heap on these guys? How happy are you? Let's open up the phone lines at 412-928-9370. I want you guys to weigh in all morning long, and we'll start off in the first segment with the call. Bob in Maine weighs in. Hi, Bob.
Hey, morning, guys.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I'm with you. You know, we got a defense. I'm gonna name it a box of chocolates, right? You can't lean on that. You're not gonna have a successful season into the playoffs with that type of thing. And it's clearly coaching to me. It's the scheming, it's all that. So hey, congratulations on all your successes today. That's great. I'm not buying it.
Go do it again. I'm with you, Bob.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And to your point, I will give Tomlin credit for this. The Steelers played two high safeties nearly 50% of the time yesterday. Coming in, they were only doing that about 28% of the time. This, according to ESPN stats and info. Now, that might be a necessity as a mother of invention kind of deal because they were so banged up and sick and they didn't have a lot of availability on the back end. But the Steelers played two high safeties. They are primarily a one high safety team. They switched it up. They played Jalen Ramsey at safety. And I think that gave the Colts fits. So I will give Mike Tomlin credit and Terrell Austin credit for coming up with that defensive game plan. I think simplicity helped them out. And they played fast and physical. Maybe they need to do less so that there's not as many coverage breakdowns and less can be more. It certainly looked that way yesterday. There's some stuff that they did that I'd like to see stick, and we'll get into those a little bit later on in the show. I'm thrilled the Steelers won, but I'm a little bit frustrated that this isn't the defense we see week in and week out. Where do you come down on that? 412-928-9370. A texter writes in, Crowley, be realistic. You can't be perfect every game. You have bad days too. Is it unrealistic to expect the good days to outweigh the bad because they haven't so far? The texter's not wrong. It's the NFL. It's totally goofy. Weird stuff happens every week. The Panthers went on the road and beat the Packers in Lambeau, for goodness sakes, yesterday. But the last 15 games, the Steelers are giving up 26 points per game. And in 4 out of the 8 games they've played this year, the Steelers have given up more than 30 points. I'm not saying every single week you need 6 turnovers. I'm not saying every single week you look like the damn steel curtain. But is it too much to ask that more often than not you look like this? That's what you're paying him for. That's what you're paying Tomlin for. It's not going to be perfect every week. I just want to see the good outweigh the bad. 412-928-9370. Give us a ring. TJ Watt stood up and played. TJ Watt turned this game around. We'll get into that coming up next. What his coach had to say about him. And we'll take your phone calls at 412-928-9370.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think that was, you know, that was a turning point in the game, for sure. 7-0, they were driving. We ended up turning that into 7, I believe. So that was good. It wasn't a pretty drive. You know, we had a 4th-and-1 conversion, but that changed the game 100%. From that point forward, I thought the pass rush was outstanding. I thought we covered well on the back end. Got to give, you know, Kyle a lot of credit for coming in here and playing the way he did. But I felt like Alex and TJ and Nick were super active, and their inside guys were good, and it seemed like BQ had a good game, and Peyton had a big pick. So everybody on defense played great. Got to give Five a lot of credit for his leadership the last 24 hours. And, you know, I haven't seen the film, but just the eye test, felt like he was in the right place at the right time on defense, and we were opportunistic and really proud of those guys, and we did just enough on offense. But play calling was solid. I love the personnel mixture, the play calling. Various times in those possession downs, but the execution was pretty bad.
Happy Victory Monday. The Steelers are 5-3, a 2-game lead on the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC North, and they won yesterday on the back of the defense. Aaron Rodgers is right. At times it looked like the offense was stuck in the mud. They still scored 24 points off of turnovers. They cashed in more often than not. So it was a complimentary football game by your Pittsburgh Steelers. He was harder on himself and harder on the offense probably than he needed to be. But make no mistake, this game was won by the defense. And that's why I asked this question. How much credit should we give them for yesterday, or should this just be the expectation? 412-928-9370. I'll go a little column A, a little column B. Column A being, yeah, I'll give them credit. I thought Mike Tomlin adjusted. They played 2 high safeties. They played more 4-3. Ramsey played at free safety for 86% of the snaps. Kyle Duggar played 90-some-odd percent of the snaps. In fact, he was only not out there for one defensive play. And he played well, and Ramsey played well, and Ramsey addressed the team the night before. So I will give them credit for yesterday. But I think more often than not, this is what this highly paid defense needs to look like, and if they don't win more games for you than they lose, then they deserve all the scorn that they've gotten the last couple of weeks. I want your thoughts on this at 412-928-9370. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Anthony in Oakland next up. Hi, Anthony.
Thank you. Well, the key component to their victory, and when you look at their losses, they shut down the run.
Yep.
If Jonathan Taylor would have been able to do what we've seen him do most of the year, it would have been a long day at the park. But they were able to shut down the run, make it one-dimensional. Daniel Jones is still not good being one-dimensional.
No.
And they took advantage of it. And that was the key to victory. And if you watch that Seattle game where they lost, same thing. I mean, they had turnovers that game, except that the Steelers' offense gave it right back.
And special teams, yeah.
Yes, and they couldn't shut down the run. And they got bludgeoned.
Anthony, I know you listen to the show every day, and we appreciate that. You're one of our favorite callers, if not our favorite caller. One of the things I've been crushing them for the last couple of weeks is the opponent's best player has been the best player against them. Ja'Marr Chase absolutely ravaged them. Last week, it was Tucker Kraft, and the list goes on and on and on. Tyler Warren in this game was basically invisible. They absolutely shut him down. He had his worst game of the season. 5 for 26, just over 5 yards a catch. His longest was 9 yards. And then you're right. Against Jonathan Taylor, he went 14 for 45, 3.2 yards per carry. They took their best two offensive players out of the game, something we haven't been able to say all that often. It's in there. This is what they're capable of. David and Crafton, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
Oh, I'm great today, David. How you doing?
Good. Hey, that was a great win, but at the end of the day, we was an onside kick away from them getting the ball back and possibly tying it up.
You know what? I made a joke about that on Twitter, and people killed me for it. I said, wow, look at this. Another one-score game for Mike Tomlin. I was more making a joke. I didn't mind this one so much the way I minded the Minnesota game, David. Minnesota, it felt like they were in absolute danger of blowing that thing. I never felt like the Colts were in danger of taking this one from them yesterday.
I just think Mike needs to get it, but he just needs to manage the clock better.
You know what? I put it way more on I'll come to Mike Tomlin's defense on this one. I put that way more on Roman Wilson for trying to do the aerial thing than I do Mike Tomlin. That was just absolutely idiotic. And I'm guessing that was probably a called run, and Aaron Rodgers pulled up and threw it, which wasn't the wrong call. The issue was, hey, Roman, get your shoulder down, get some clock rolling, and make sure, above all else, you protect that football. 412-928-9370. Calls are rolling in. People wanting to talk about this Steelers victory. I'm elated by how well the defense played, but I'm also a cynic. And so the other side of my brain is saying, can we please get this week in and week out, or at least more often than we don't? 412-928-9370. TJ Watt finally showed up. He had a sack, forced fumble, recovered the fumble. That was the play that turned the tide in this football game. Because we're not going to sit here and pretend like we didn't see what we saw early. I mean, the Colts are moving the ball up and down the field. And we talked about it all week. The Colts are going to be aggressive. They're going to go for it on fourth downs. And boy, did they ever in this football game. They ran a fake punt. You got to defend every blade of grass for four downs pretty much every drive. And the Colts were moving that ball. And TJ Watt made not just the play of the game, but probably the play of the season for the Steelers. Because the Colts were fixing to get up by two scores. And at that point, Jonathan Taylor is going to get involved. And that snowball can roll downhill fast. So TJ did what he was supposed to do. But because he hasn't been doing it, he needs to be singled out. That's the TJ Watt we need to see. Is this Uke from New Kensington? Hello.
It's Yuck, Y-U-K.
What up, Yuck?
Hey, two questions. First of all, the ruling as far as the blocked kick, I think it's one of the dumbest rules in the league. And the people who block the kick aren't punished for what they do. If you're going to take the chance to refill the kick and it hits off you, you should be able to advance that for whatever it is.
I've always thought that, too. It's a stupid rule, but they got it right.
Second question. Do you guys think that the Steelers' secondary played better with Darius Slay on the bench? It looked like it last night.
I think they played better for a couple of reasons, and thank you for the call, Yuck, at 412-928-9370. Jalen Ramsey played 86% of the snaps at free safety. He's a significantly better free safety than is Juan Thornhill. I thought Kyle Duggar didn't really do anything to create splash. You also didn't notice him, which is great at the safety position. And I know Joey Porter Jr. had two pass interference penalties. He also had a pick. He had a sack. He had four passes defended. He had seven tackles. Joey Porter Jr. played up to his expectation level. If he's going to play that way, they're going to have a chance to win some football games. And I know those wide receivers, Pierce and Pittman, you look at their statistics and you would go, ooh, boy, it probably wasn't a great day for the secondary. I thought a fair amount of that came when the game had been decided. That first drive, Pierce was eating. After that, he was largely quiet. I thought JPJ played his best game of the year, and I liked Ramsey at free safety. I would keep that going forward. I'd have Ramsey and Duggar as my safeties. They also played a 4-3 alignment a lot more. For all of us who have criticized Tomlin for not adjusting, myself included, he did that and then some yesterday. 412-928-9370. We talked about TJ Watt's sack fumble recovery being the turning point for the game and potentially the season. Well, there's something else they did that, well, when they do it, they win, and when they don't, they lose. We'll tell you what that is when we come back. Your calls as well. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't say enough about the defense's effort to minimize the runner. I don't think you slow that group down unless you minimize the runner. And we were able to do that, and I think that's why we were able to get them in some one-dimensional circumstances, create some pressure, get some sacks, and the turnovers that go along with that. But it started with minimizing their dynamic runner, and he is that. He's dynamic.
You can tweet me at _AdamCrowley. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Mike Tomlin talking about slowing down Jonathan Taylor. They didn't even slow him down. They shut him down. 3.2 yards per carry for Jonathan Taylor. He came into the game with 850 rushing yards and the most touchdowns out of any running back in the sport. It's frustrating because this is 2 weeks in a row where they actually stopped a really good running back, and they didn't do much against Cincinnati at all by way of stopping the run. Has the Steelers defense turned a corner? That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I give them a ton of credit for the way they played yesterday. I need to see it against Los Angeles before I say, oh, you know what? This is who they are. Because more often than not, this defense has been bad this year. This is what it's supposed to look like. And it did start with stopping the run. Let's go to Tyler in Canonsburg next up at 412-928-9370. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, it's great, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Enjoying the win. Love it when we win. You know, it sets up my whole week. I can enjoy. You know, I just, is it a fake? Is it a mirage? That defense showed up, but is it going to do it against the Chargers?
That's the question, man.
I don't have the faith in Tomlin these last few years. Waiting for that, you know, when are we going to lose that 1-10 team? Or, you know, we should beat the Chargers.
Tyler? Maybe they got that out of the way by losing to Cincinnati, a team that can't stop a nosebleed defensively. My God, these last 2 weeks, Cincinnati's defense, man, it is historically bad. That final play from Chicago's offense for Loveland, that was the worst tackling. This is not even hyperbole. The worst tackling on a single play I've ever seen in my entire life.
and it almost ruined my win, enjoyment of the Steelers win, seeing that the Bengals lose like that. That we should have won that game.
I know.
But, you know, I'll take the victory. I can't. Beggars can't be choosers. You know, Tomlin loses games. He won that one yesterday. I gave him all the credit.
Yes, he did. And I would hope that they do a lot of the same simplistic stuff going forward. I really do. They played three outside linebackers a decent amount in this game. They played two high safeties a ton in this game. They did some stuff that they haven't been doing. I think they said, let's simplify things and let's let these guys play fast and free, and it worked. I would try the same stuff against Los Angeles. Now, they'll be prepared for it because they just saw what you did, but two high safeties, keep a lid on it. Joey Porter played really well, and Joe Alt, the tackle who's outstanding for Los Angeles, doesn't look like he's going to be playing in this game. And when he was out earlier in the year, the Chargers couldn't block up front and pass protection. We'll get into that later on in the week. The caller made an interesting point there, though. It feels good to win. This is going to sound weird. It feels better to not have lost. Because can you imagine the conversation we'd be having right now if they were sitting there at 4-4 and the Ravens were just one game back? Now, Vegas ain't bought in yet. The Ravens are a minus 125 favorite to win the division. The Steelers are plus 150. But you got a two-game lead. Had you lost, you'd be 4-4. You'd have been 1-3 at home, and you could see this thing spiraling the drain. This keeps people like me, a lot of the fan base, the pitchforks and torches people, it keeps them at an arm's length, just like the Ravens are at arm's length. Big C, one of our favorites in Fort Myers. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys, and all the best to Dorn and his family. Hope everybody's okay.
They seem to be doing great, man. I'll make sure I pass it along.
Thank you, Crowley. Hey, listen, one thing. I think the game ball goes to the defensive coaching staff, and I'm going to tell you why. They schemed this game up perfectly. This is what we've been waiting for, coaching. I saw one play in particular where T.J. Watt was lined up on his normal outside rush. Then he jumped to the middle.
Yep.
And then he pushed, I believe it was either Herbig or Sawyer to the outside, and he rushed from the middle. That was a change. So they schemed this defense up perfectly. If they continue to scheme with the coaching and put players in position to make plays, yeah, the defense will turn the corner.
I would hope, and thank you so much for the call, Big C. I would hope that when they get their full complement of bodies back in the secondary, like when Peppers comes back, I would hope that they continue to play it like this. Because what have we seen out of Jalen Ramsey? He's strong, he's physical, he's still got his speed, but maybe not quite as much as he did in the past. He's not a lock you down, down in, down out, press man corner anymore. But I loved what I saw out of him at free safety yesterday. And if you want to slide him down to cover tight ends in the slot, I think that works too. But I don't know that I need him on the other team's number one wide receiver the rest of the season. I liked the setup yesterday. And I would hope when they get healthy, they'll continue it. Rob in West Mifflin, one of our favorites as well. Hi, all the great callers are coming out today, Rob. How are you?
I feel a little bit better, man, after the win, man. We still got a lot of issues, man. And I'm not a downer, man, but Joey Porter Jr., man, you have to stop with these penalties, man. He grabs every play. He had two pass interferences and one holding call. Heard you say he played better, but he got to figure it out, man. I mean, you make one play and you celebrate. And you turn around, you get cooked for 17.
No, you're not wrong, Rob. You're not wrong, Rob. And the flag came out late, and I was praying that it wouldn't come out, but it was such an obvious pass interference over the middle of the field. Look, you're never going to be thrilled about the penalties. You're never going to be thrilled about them, but if you can pick off a football, if you can get a sack, if you can knock four more passes away, I'll make that exchange every week. 412-928-9370. Here's the question. Did the Steelers' defense turn the corner yesterday? I think it was their best game of the year. Might have been their best game in years, given the opponent and how they'd been playing. I'll answer my own question. Do it against L.A.? Maybe I'll start to believe. 412-928-9370. It's a game reaction day. It's the morning after. We want to hear from you all morning long, so keep giving us a ring at 412-928-9370. Steelers stopped the run. They also stopped somebody else that I didn't think they had a prayer stopping. We'll get into that when we come back.
We just did a nice job of eliminating the intermediate passing game off the play pass. But again, as I mentioned, you don't get a chance to do that unless you're minimizing the run. If they're running the ball successful on you, that intermediate play pass is what comes next. And so we were able to maintain control of the run game, and it minimized some of that intermediate passing game that really features his talents and where they're really trying to get him the ball. I think that was the synopsis of the entire day. Really, anything that we did defensively, it started first and foremost with minimizing Taylor.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I thought if the Steelers were going to win this game yesterday, it would be on the back of the offense, putting up a whole bunch of points, winning a shootout, and maybe a mistake or two by the Indianapolis offense. I did not think that the catalyst for the victory would be the Steelers' defense. But if you would have told me before the game that they held Tyler Warren to 5 catches for 26 yards and no touchdowns, and that they held Jonathan Taylor in check at 14 carries for 45 yards and 3.2 yards per carry, I'd have thought they'd had a good shot. And we have been absolutely lambasting the Steelers' defense for not taking anything away from the opposition really all year long. And Garrett Wilson, the best player, I think, on the Jets' offense, he was really good in week one. Hunter Henry for the New England Patriots, he kicked ass. Jackson Smith and Jigba for Seattle, they didn't take him away. They didn't take away either of the big play receiver threats for the Vikings. Jamar Chase had 16 catches for 200 yards. Last week, you knew Tucker Kraft was going to be a problem. Didn't stop him. The two best players on this offense are Jonathan Taylor and Tyler Warren, and the Steelers shut both guys down. The Steelers' defense had given up 46 catches for 555 yards and 6 touchdowns to tight ends. I didn't think they had a prayer of slowing down Warren. Arguably the best tight end in football. They shut him down yesterday. And so the question on the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, trustpj.com, is, has this Steelers defense turned the corner? They played great yesterday. I'm not there yet. They need to go out and do it again, probably in the next 2 weeks. Go out there against a banged-up offensive line against the Chargers without Joe Alt and make Justin Herbert's life a living hell. And then you got your revenge opportunity against Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals. They're putting up points on everyone. You slow them down, I'll believe. Right now, it's a huge step in the right direction. I don't know that they've turned the corner just yet. And as a tweeter put in, have they turned the corner? No, they've got their turn signal on. I like the way you put that. You can weigh in 412-928-9370. Have the Steelers turned it around? Has their defense turned the corner? Aaron Rodgers talked about battling through adversity. We'll hear from him. We'll take your calls when we come back at 412-928-9370. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.